We're good. Do I need this? Is that going to pick up? I mean, right, that was my question. Okay.
Everyone's ready? We'll start. Good afternoon. The monthly meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board for the month of April in beautiful downtown Schenectady, New York. I'm joined as usual by my colleagues, Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond. In the spirit of today's news, Dan is very happy that all contenders for the Belmont will be presenting their full papers in original form. And that was largely to the jawboning of Dan Hogan. Public discussion. Any public discussion? Hearing none from the large throng of public present. I will ask Kristen Buckley to call the meeting to order and her role as acting secretary.
Excuse me, just in addition to no public comment, there was one received by Jackson Leeds and it will be attached to the minutes for next month's approval.
Okay, thank you very much.
I will call the meeting to order at 2:05, and the first matter is to approve the minutes of the board meeting held on March 31st, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, approve in the minutes.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Next item.
Item previously approved or deferred by the chair. Is there any discussion on these? There was 445. Okay. Items previously approved, denied or deferred by the board. There was 5. And the items to be approved, denied or deferred by the board today, and there are 7. And the first item being the Burning Downs 2011 track and simulcast license application.
This is the continuation of an item we heard previously. We granted April race dates to Burning Downs. Tom Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Staff has reviewed the track and simulcast license applications from American Racing Burning Downs, Inc., known as Burning Downs, for the 2011 year. The item has been recently completed with the filing of the horseman's contract that was just recently executed. Vernon has applied for 90 racing programs for the 2011 racing season. This is essentially the same number of racing programs that they have had in 2010, 2009, and 2008. As you know, Section 307 of the racing law requires that all tracks in New York State, including Burning Downs, conduct a minimum number of race days. For Vernon, the minimum number of days required under the section of statute is 120. However, the same section of law also provides the board to grant a license to a racetrack with fewer days if there are less horses available for competition than is needed for the minimum number of race days, and the Horsemen's Association concurs by evidence of a horseman's agreement. The recently executed contract, the horsemen have agreed to 90 days racing for 2011. Similarly, Section 318 of the racing law also has a minimum number of race days for all tracks in New York State, including Burn and Downs, to race, so they may have a lower parimutuel tax rate. The minimum number of days under this section of law is 144 days for Burn and Downs. However, as in the case in 307, there is an opt-out option that provides that the board, if the board certifies that the assignment of fewer days was for good cause due to factors beyond the control of the track or because the board found it would be uneconomical or impractical, then the higher rates would not apply. Vernon Downs has provided information and stated that it loses on average approximately $10,000 per live race day. Included with the application is information relative to their CAFO documentation, which all the racetracks need, as having horses on site, obviously. Assistant Counsel William Sekelek has reviewed this documentation and found that there are no material issues noted. Vernon Downs uses United Tote as their tote provider, and which has provided to the board the required SAS 70 Type 2 audit report, which has been already reported on separately from board information item in the previous meeting. Included in the application, as required pursuant to Section 5100.23D, was Burning Downs Tote Security Plan, as presented for approval. Staff has reviewed the plan and found it to be substantial compliance with the rule. Staff recommends approval of both the track and simulcast license application for Burning Downs for 2011.
I'll note for the record, a couple of weeks ago I attended a pre-meet press event at Vernon Downs in which the board was given a lot of credit for helping to mediate the horseman's agreement, and a special note of thanks goes out to Assistant Counsel Rick Goodell for his work in pushing that across the finish line. Questions or comments on the Vernon Downs track and simulcast license?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to add my compliments to Assistant Counsel Rick Goodell as well. Did a great job in a short period of time getting this together and bringing the parties together, and it's credit to the board. Thank you.
If I mention...
Mr. Firestone.
Thank you.
You can tell us it didn't happen, though.
I was simply going to state that if the board approves the assignment of the 90 racing days, I would ask the board to make the necessary certification under Section 318.5 of the racing law with regard to finding a good cause for the lower tax rate in place of the higher tax rate, and I would presume that the board, by assigning 90 days, will also find good cause in relation to the Section 307.5A minimum race date requirement.
Now, excuse me, but Tom Castagnoli, we're asking everybody on a regular basis now about that with the race date stuff, aren't we? Because of the past where we needed justification, so that's...
Yes.
That's when that matter of course, too.
That's been addressed in the application process.
And we're required to file out with the state tax department, are we not?
The Department of Taxation and Finance needs a certification from the board with regard to the tax rate provision.
Great.
Any other questions or comments on the Vernon Downs track and simulcast license application? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Capital District Regional OTB, New Easy Bet State Bowling Center, Ilion, New York.
Mr. Castagnoli.
Thank you, Chairman. Capital Regional OTB has requested an amendment to the plan of operation to include the operation of an Easy Bet facility for the Recreation Inc. Corporation doing business as State Bowling Center in Ilion, New York. They have submitted a complete application that has been reviewed by staff. RB Recreation Inc. holds a valid liquor license and also is a lottery vendor. Staff completed a suitability review, did not find any adverse information. Suitability review or memo of the suitability review is attached to the board memo that's before you. The term of the agreement will be for 1 year, may be renewed annually, a Capital Regional OTB's option. Should the board approve the request, staff recommends that the approval include the following standard conditions as been included in previous EasyBet applications: that wagering and simulcasting at this facility will be conducted in accordance with the terms of the operating agreement presented to the board, as well as all applicable statutes and board rules, and that all wagering will be conducted through self-service terminals only. That the board's approval to operate an EasyBet facility at this location shall expire and be of no force and effect in the event of any change in ownership or operation without the prior written approval of the board. And lastly, it's expected the Capital Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation will arrange for the occasional inspection of this facility to assure compliance with the plan of operation and relevant laws and rules of the board, and certify to the board on a periodic ongoing basis that the conduct of wagering at this facility is in compliance with the foregoing.
And I'll note that Capital's most successful facility, I guess, is in a bowling alley, right?
That's correct.
Questions or comments on the Easy Bet for State Bowling Center in Ilion?
Mr. Castagnoli.
Mr. Chair.
Oops, go ahead.
Let's go.
Sorry, I can go second.
Okay.
I just wanted to say it was a nice application. It was a...
This was a very clean application.
Congratulations.
Mr. Diamond.
Mr. Chairman, on a personal history disclosure form, number 8 hasn't been answered, so I'm just requesting that we make certain that the applicant has never applied or has applied to a licensing agency for a permanent license. I'm going to check on that.
I will check on that. I believe we probably followed up on that in our process. It's not indicated here, but I will ensure that it's been done.
Very good.
Any other questions or comments on the Capital District OTB Easy Bet location? State Bowling Center, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of Louis R. Bosselin.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. There actually is no action needed here by the board. It turns out that the Bosselin matter was resolved by stipulation on the record of the proceeding, and Mr. Bosselin subsequently surrendered his license in accordance with that stipulation, so the matter is resolved.
Next item.
In the matter of Gilbert E. Lawyer, Jr.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. This matter results from the appeals of three violations and penalties imposed upon harness trainer Gilbert Lawyer. Mr. Lawyer appealed from the 20-day license suspension and $500 fine in relation to the presence of the drug ACE Promazine, which is a tranquilizer, in the system of Current Kaching, which competed at Saratoga Gaming and Raceway on April 10th of 2010. There were also charges and a disciplinary action of a $100 fine in relation to excessive furosemide level for the horse Goodbye So Long, also at Saratoga on April 10th, 2010. And a 15-day suspension and a $500 fine in relation to the presence of Flunixin in the system of Goodbye So Long on that same date, April 10th, 2010, at Saratoga Gaming and Raceway. There was a hearing held before designated hearing officer Parente. The hearing officer submitted the report that the board has before it, together with the record, and the hearing officer recommends that the board uphold the violations, which were not really contested, and impose a cumulative license suspension of 15 days for all of the violations.
These are the first violations this trainer has had in his career, based on his testimony in our review, which is a pretty good record, but there's still violations nonetheless. Questions or comments on the lawyer matter?
Nope.
Hearing none. All those in favor of upholding the hearing officer's report?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
In the matter of Edward Triglio.
Mr. Firestein.
This case results from an order to show cause served upon Thoroughbred Trainer Triglio. He was required to show cause why his license should not be suspended or revoked and fines imposed based upon financial irresponsibility. There was a hearing scheduled and held before Mr. Parente as the designated hearing officer. The licensee failed to appear for the hearing and was not represented. The hearing officer has submitted the report, which you have together with the record of the proceeding. It is the hearing officer's recommendation that the board revoke Mr. Latroglio's license based upon financial irresponsibility.
No show, you gotta go.
Or no dough, no go.
He bounced his license application check.
For God's sakes.
Okay, with me.
After a bad day at the track, it seems there wasn't much in the way of funds left. All those in favor of holding the hearing officer's report?
Aye.
Next item we will defer.
Yes, I asked the board to defer this matter due to a procedural issue that has to be addressed.
Okay. Last item.
The five-year review of rules for calendar years 2001 and 2006.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. As the board is aware, the State Administrative Procedure Act, Section 207, requires state agencies to review rules adopted by the agency 5 years prior to the present year and in five-year cycles. This process has been ongoing for a sufficient number of years so that each year that comes up now, there are at least 2 years to review. In this situation, for this current year, we have 2001 and 2006 for review. There were 8 rules that required review, one of which was adopted in 2001 and the others were adopted in 2006. There was notice published in the State Register on February 16th, 2011, with a 45-day comment period which has expired. There have been no public comments received during the comment period. The board has before it the memo and recommendation of Assistant Counsel Mark Stewart, recommending that each of the rules be continued based on the stated reasons. If the board would like, I'll run through them. Otherwise, I'll rely upon Mr. Stewart's memo.
Can you just give us an overview of the rules so that we have them on public record?
Certainly.
Public record anyway, but instead of doing the minutes of the board meeting.
Certainly. The 2001 rule involved the allowing thoroughbred horses to race uncoupled regardless of common ownership or training in races with a gross purse of $1 million or more. The 2000...
That's a run in the Breeders' Cup.
That was adopted right before the Breeders' Cup in order to permit that set of circumstances to occur. There was an amendment to the equine medication rules, which involved eliminating obsolete drugs and medications, adding new drugs and medications, and reclassifying the timing of certain drugs. There was the non-starter rule, which allows bettors who have wagered on a horse that was declared a non-starter to collect on their win payout if the non-starter actually finished in first place. Previously, the wages were refunded. That situation results sometimes when a horse is interfered with at the start, but nevertheless goes on to win. There was an expansion from 6 to 8 of the number of races on which parlay betting could occur. There was a rule which implemented the then statutorily authorized proposition wager, although the proposition wager statute has now sunset. It would be best to keep the rule on the books in the event that it were reenacted and became effective again. It would be a far faster process. There was the rule which involves the requirement or the possible requirement by the board of a horseman's contract prior to the assignment of race dates. And then there was a rule involving the claiming of horses, which made various procedural changes and also addressed the situation where a post-race positive test on a claiming horse was reported after there had been a second claim of the horse, and providing for avoidable claim in that circumstance. And then finally there was, or were, raffle rule amendments which were adopted at that time to implement various changes in the laws of 2004 and 2005, which exempted certain charitable organizations from registration, licensing, and reporting requirements in relation to raffles.
I want to thank Assistant Counsel Mark Stewart for his work on this. Questions or comments from the board on the 5-year review of rules?
Just an observation,
Mr. Chairman.
It'd be nice if we could fine-tune or tweak that claiming rule. I know it's something that is on your agenda. Hopefully we can move on that in this year.
That'd be great. Hearing no other comments, all those in favor of the 5-year review of rules?
Aye.
Aye. Items approved.
The last item is items for the board discussion, information discussion. There's 5 of them. Okay, and the meeting can be adjourned at 2:23.
Happy Kentucky Derby. Thank you. You can't talk now?
No.
Open mic.
Are you going to we're off now, right?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. I gotta walk over to the bank. I owe you $20, right?
Yes. If you want to make it 40, that's great.
You need more money?
No, it's a deal.